Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number three of the program. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is, of course, your only choice for more liberty in your lifetime. I think it's your best choice, actually, to achieve more liberty in your lifetime. You can learn more about it by going to freestateproject.org and learn more about the Liberty Forum that they're holding in early March by going to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the discount code 2009FTL to get a 10% discount. That's 2009FTL. And I was actually talking with Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com during the news break there about one of the topics we were covering last hour. And just briefly, I'd like to point out something that I didn't really realize until after we'd finished this 10-minute long discussion about, well, what if somebody wants to join the Free State Project, but they believe government should be coercive in the area of enforcing heroin laws or gay marriage or something like that, or, you know, preventing gay people from being married. And Dale pointed out, and correctly, that is a violation of the statement of intent. So both of those positions, you know, the one with the heroin is pretty ludicrous, but both of them are violations of the statement of intent for the Free State Project, which is that, to paraphrase it, that that my maximum role for government is to support life, liberty, or protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so
that was property.
Property. I always mix those two up. Anyway, so
they're mixed up in the founding documents.
Yeah. So clearly, advocating for gay people to not be able to marry one another and advocating for heroin users to be thrown in cages would not qualify you for joining the Free State Project. As much as, you know, we might want somebody who's 90% for liberty, it really isn't qualified. So I think that's a good point to bring up here. Let's continue with your phone calls. Bring up anything, and don't forget to go to freestateproject.org to learn about the Liberty Forum. And if you love liberty, and by that I mean your ability to... What are you looking at, Mark? You okay?
I don't. There's no verbiage for this thing.
I'm not handing it to you. I'm giving it to you to put away. Anyway, so if you love liberty, and what I mean by that is the liberty to allow your neighbors to live their lives as free people and to allow them to do what they want as long as they aren't harming others, that's what I mean by loving liberty, then come on over and join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And one of those free staters who will be here by the end of the year, he has pledged to do so, is Sam from the Obscured Truth Network at obscuredtruth.com. Sam, some of your you've actually had some recent videos added to your YouTube channel at obscuredtruth.com, which have been pretty entertaining. That they were you and myself riding along with Shane Maxfield from the Keene Police Department and talking about all kinds of things relating to marketizing the police, shifting them out of the government coercive perspective and maybe into a more voluntary consent-based market environment, talking about some of the problems that are inherent with the coercive system of the police. So I invite people, if they have yet to go and see those videos, to go to obscuredtruth.com, where you can see them. But that's not the reason you were calling tonight.
It's not. And the reason I am calling is it's been a while since I've called in about any of my traffic cases that I've been taking through the courts, sort of challenging the jurisdiction and the authority of the courts in the process. That's because they set a 3-month window to prepare for trial.
Hmm.
And that was today, and then there's another one on Wednesday.
Now, is this originally for a speeding ticket?
It was, yes.
Okay.
So this was actually the very first ticket that I got, and went to the 2 pretrial hearings on, where the judge sort of answered some of the questions and ended up filing the motions like, am I entitled to a fair trial, or am I entitled to responsive answers to my questions? And he said that question is just too vague for him to answer. So I went this morning, and there were... as I walk up the stairs, there's 4 cops there waiting for me, and I'm like, hey, you got the whole gang out for me. How you doing, guys? And turns out 2 of them were my personal escorts for the day. Anywhere that I went, they went ahead and went with me all the way out to my car in the parking lot. And I got my camera and went back in to film some B-roll stuff afterwards, and they followed me back into the building. So I think they were assigned to escort me. And I'm thinking that also they won't be able to leave until I leave the property, because they were standing outside, you know, when I was out at the car. So I may have a captive audience, and I may just decide on Wednesday to give them a little talk about my philosophy on liberty for an hour or two out in the parking lot.
Wow, just catch them by a park bench. You know, you're just going to kind of put them there by the park bench and talk to them the whole time.
Now, does this courtroom
have... On camera, since, you know, I'll be free to film them. They're not going to say anything. They're just going to be making stupid faces at me, but I think it'll be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I'm entertained already just hearing the idea.
I love the idea. Now, the courtroom... What, you think they would follow you to the bathroom if you went in there?
No, I did go to the bathroom and they didn't. They kind of stayed out in the public area where I was attacked the last time.
Does the courtroom have like a snack bar to where you could keep nourishing yourself and stay there as long as you sort of needed to?
No, there's not. But
you could order a pizza.
Put some food in my bag or something. Yeah. I've been bringing one of my computer bags. So.
Make a sandwich or something like that. Yeah, that would work. I love the idea. So wait, this means that this is going on till tomorrow, so it didn't wrap up today? What happened?
It did wrap up today. So I have two tickets in this one court. And so one jury trial was today, and the second ticket, that jury trial is on Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, so, I see. I got you. So you finished one, now you're going to do another tomorrow, or Wednesday. Yeah.
Exactly. So I go there, and they, of course, check me in without asking my name, and I'm like, who are you? And he says, sir, I think everybody here knows who you are. And I'm like, well, yeah, but is that the legal requirement? And that's when he finally asked for my name. That took like 5 minutes. So towards the end of the day, I was able to break the ice with him, and we were talking and joking and stuff, and I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to have to make another video that's going to really rip y'all. And he's like, oh, I don't want to be in it. So
quit your job.
It lightened up a little bit. So he tells me when I get there that I am to go in and wait in the waiting room, and I'm going to meet with the judge and the prosecutor. So I'm like, all right. And I go and do that, and I see Judge McCarthy, who was the original one that I've had all the hearings with. Well, they traded it out. Remember they said they could switch the judge at any time?
Mm-hmm.
They did, and they put the senior judge in charge of my case. Mm. So they, you know, brought out the big guns.
Big guns,
which is,
right. Yep.
Exactly what I was hoping for. A lot of people are getting hung up on, oh, is he going to win? Is he going to beat the state? The whole intent in doing this, and I can say this now because it's pretty much over, is really to push a bunch of buttons and try a bunch of different strategies and see where they... how they respond.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're doing up here in New Hampshire, and you're going to be joining that fund here and bringing your expertise, what you've learned up here and trying these things here when you have activists to back you up, which should kind of change the game a little bit.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But this is a very interesting thing that you are doing and that some others are doing, and we're trying these different theories out. Some people have suggested, I mean, there have been theories floating around on the Internet for a long time about how to approach things in court, questions to ask, things to do, and, of course, there are all kinds of different ones out there, so let's test the waters and see what works, and that's what you've begun to do down there.
And one of those was the whole idea of the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, that is somehow acting as the basis for all of this, and it's really they're using very specific words to trick people into contracting with the state.
Mm.
And so one of the things I did was file a notice of abatement that said, I just figured out that I'm not this all uppercase. I know you think this is a little crazy, Ian, but I'm not this name, and I said, here's how I spell my name. If there's been a mistake, just please correct the form. If it's really me you seek, then, you know, spell my name the way I do, and I'll be happy to come back to your trial. And one of the things they did shortly after that is they sent me the two sworn oaths from each of the two traffic tickets. Now, they had already given me those, and they knew that I already had a copy of them because they mailed them, and they mailed them together the first time.
Okay.
Well, after I filed this notice of abatement, they sent me these in separate envelopes so that the idea behind this UCC stuff is what I would do is say, nope, this isn't my mail because it's got the all uppercase name on it, send it back to them and say, you know, as previously noticed, I'm not this person, and send that notice of abatement in as that was certified by the court to say, look, it's not me that you're seeking. Please, you know, stop contacting me about this. But I didn't send those back. And the judge said, you know, that came into play, and we brought that up in the meeting that we had.
I'm a little confused. I want you to recap this for me. Hang on. More with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. I don't know if I was quite getting that. Gardner, you were looking a little confused as well.
I was looking to you. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah. We're going to come back with more. We'll talk about Sam's day in court today, and he'll have another one on Wednesday. I'm sure we'll hear more at that point. And more with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network in moments.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you dial in, take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam version. You'll see it all and listen to it all at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. And you can get a free account at PrivacyHarbor.com right now. It's PrivacyHarbor.com.
Let's go back to Sam from the Obscured Truth Network at ObscuredTruth.com, videographer and experimenter in the realm of alternative ideas as to how to handle these government people, particularly in their own courtrooms. That's where you've been having the opportunity to experiment because they decided to come after you with speeding tickets, and I'm sure they are regretting doing so at this point because you've been going into court over the last 6 months or so and asking all kinds of questions they would rather not be asked in front of other people, making them very uncomfortable, putting them in a position they would probably rather not be in. And you were talking about your experiences going back to court for one of these speeding tickets today. And so you were telling us you had gotten there, and you were talking about one of the all caps name theory, which from what I've seen so far is inconsistently used at best. But it stems from the larger theory conspiracy, if you want to call it a conspiracy theory. Maybe obscure truth. Because if it's true that the government has created corporate persons. And essentially, those corporate persons are usually represented by all caps names, you know, the entire name spelled in all capital letters. If it's true that the government has created corporate persons, there should be evidence of it. And indeed, there does seem to be some evidence for that. But is the all caps person thing used consistently? No, it certainly is not, because in the paperwork that the government's been sending me here, the government people have been sending me here in Keene, they have been using my regular birth name in the correct capitalization. But you say they sent you some stuff in all caps, and you sent them something back. And I was getting a little confused at what you were explaining earlier, so if you could sort of recap that, that would be good.
Sure. Yeah, sorry about that. It's a little confusing. So in essence, what happened is I sent them a notice saying, look, I've got your notice here, and I don't think it's me you seek. I think you're looking for somebody with a similar name. But if it is, just change the name to this. This is how I write my name, mm-hmm. and send it back to me. And
it should be a simple matter, a simple correction.
And you say they did not do that.
They did not. And I also put notes in there that said, you know, if you want to keep bothering me with offers, it's going to cost you, and here's what it costs for me to consider your offers and so forth.
You gave them a fee schedule?
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
A pretty simplified one. So they did not respond, but what they did is they said, okay, we're going to test this out, and they sent me these sworn oaths again in separate envelopes rather than together like they did the first time.
Still with the capitals?
Yes. And so what that means is if I don't send that back and say, hey, this is not me, then I've just eroded my position before the court, and they're able to ignore that previous notice.
How were you delivering your notices to the court? Were you hand-delivering it? Were you sending certified mail?
I took it in by hand and had it stamped by the court and then kept a stamped copy for myself.
So did you bring your own copy? Because they're not going to copy it for you, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so this is something I'm going to have to try because I'm about ready to deliver a notice to the court people here in Keene. And what I had been doing when I was delivering my stuff to the government people is I would just be handing it to them, which apparently is not good enough. So they have some sort of stamp, and they will, whoever's operating at the court's window will take care of that?
Yeah, those are the clerk of courts, and they will stamp it received with a date. And that should be good. Now, I realized I was in over my head with this UCC stuff. I didn't know what I was doing, so that's why I didn't send the letters back and say, you know, look, this is still not me.
I see. So you dropped that approach at that point.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But when I went in to the judge, they had me, of course, pulled me back to meet with the judge and the prosecutor. I said, you know, there's a question of my identity before the court. And he said, well, no, there's not. You're here, so... there's no question. We're not going to deal with that. You're here, so we're not going to deal with that.
Huh.
And that kind of was a little odd, but, you know, okay, no problem. He just would not hear that. And then what he did is he put two documents in front of me. One was a motion for Limey, which is where the prosecutor moves to suppress a bunch of evidence from coming up in trial. And what he was trying to suppress was all of my videos, any audio recordings I had, everything. It's a list of like 14 different items, because he was afraid of that. So that was sent to me 3 months ago about, or 2 months ago at least. And the court never ruled on it until this morning at about 8 a.m. And the judge also filed a supplemental order in Limey, or Limony, I may be saying that wrong, Limony. And in this supplemental order, the last note, this is things that I can't bring up, is any reference or mention of any law, regulation, court ruling, holding, or order that has not been included in the court's charge to the jurors ultimately selected in this case.
So you couldn't talk about the Constitution or something like that? Or?
Translated, what that means is the only questions I'm allowed to ask are ones that are directly related to what the state put in their complaint against me. That's the only thing I'm allowed to ask questions about in my own defense.
So you couldn't ask, you know, are you sworn to uphold the New Hampshire Constitution or the Texas Constitution?
No. So I couldn't challenge. Man. I couldn't challenge the credibility of the witness brought against me.
Wow.
Wow. Sam,
sounds like an offer I wouldn't want to accept.
The judge ordered this. He put this in the record the morning before the trial. So he wanted to keep this secret, and this was his way of attacking me and shooting my strategy.
Yeah, yeah. So you've obviously been doing a lot of research. Are you finding ways that you can get around this?
No.
And what about today, this morning, what you heard about regarding the presentation that the prosecution wanted to eliminate your videos and so on? Is that been decided?
Well, that's fine because, you know, the stuff afterwards, the being attacked and whatever, that's not really relevant, and I can see why they would want to keep that out. And I had no plans to bring any of what he was had mentioned into the court. They thought I was just trying to do this crazy, make them look bad in court or something.
Mm. Interesting.
So then they tell me that, and he's trying to get me to accept things, and I'm not accepting or understanding or standing under his order.
So he was asking you, I'm going to do this and that, and do you understand, right? They like to ask you, do you understand? And that's their way of getting you to consent to whatever it is that they just essentially asserted. But if you don't understand, and you don't, because you couldn't possibly understand these people unless you are somebody who has legal training, because these people, these judges and prosecutors and people like that, and they are trained in legalese, and they are speaking a different language. So whenever somebody, even if they're a cop, they are not trained in legalese, but even if they're a cop, government people asking you, do you understand, you want to make a habit out of saying, no, I don't understand.
No.
What do you mean by blah, blah, blah?
When you hear a bureaucrat use the understand word, turn it around to say stand under back to yourself. That's what he's saying. Do you stand under what I just said? Meaning, do you abide and agree by all of this?
Right. Are you beneath me, basically?
Is it kind of like on the Warner Brothers cartoon when when Bugs Bunny would say, Hocus Cadabra, it would turn the vampire guy into like a head with wings?
I don't know, Mark.
Hang on, Sam. We're going to bring you back here for more. More about Sam's day in court today. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, a survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be. Ragnar Benson also said, why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-398-4022. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. They include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff, you will find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides both housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California in Santa Cruz on March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia for March the 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. It's open to undergraduates, graduate students, recent graduates. The deadline to apply for acceptance is November the 15th. That's early acceptance, apparently. Maybe there's regular acceptance, too.
Do it. It's awesome.
LibertarianSeminars.com?
Yeah, LibertarianSeminars.com.
So we go back to Sam in Texas from the Obscure Truth Network at ObscureTruth.com, and you've been telling us about your visit to the Texas courts today in the Plano area in regards to a speeding ticket that they forced upon you a few months back, and you were talking about some of the things that were happening pre-trial where they decided to tell you that you were not going to be allowed questions to ask any questions about anything that didn't have to do directly with the issue at hand, which was, of course, the details surrounding the speeding ticket. You also
not
had
only Not only that, but what's on the state's complaint that they filed against me.
And that isn't the complaint,
that's
the ticket?
It. The ticket, yes.
Okay.
So I can only ask about the ticket, and they wrote up the ticket. So how is that even fair?
The whole thing is a big railroad. And, of course, you know, what do you do about something like that? You find out this at 8 o'clock this morning, right before you're ready to go into their trial?
Yeah, and then right after that, he tells me in no uncertain terms that if I were him to mention anything about jury nullification, basically he didn't use that word, but I would be found in contempt and arrested. Then he ordered me out of his office, and I just kind of sat there and looked at him, and he said, either you leave now or I'll have you arrested. And I said, okay, you're threatening me. And he looked at the prosecutor, they laughed. And then the judge looked back at me and he said, sir, an offer is never a threat.
This has to be, you called me this morning to tell me this right after it happened, and this has to be one of the most revealing things a judge has ever said, I think, in the history of your going in and testing the waters and testing some of these conspiracy theories. Because what is it that Robert Menard always says from thinkfree.ca? One of the most important things he points out is that whenever a bureaucrat says something to you, it's always an offer, and you can always make another offer back to them. So go ahead with what you were going to say there.
Yeah, and I could tell when I was trying to do the corporate name thing that I was tripping all over myself because I didn't know the language, and he was laughing. He wasn't laughing at the fact that I was so far off, but I think he was just sitting there back enjoying the fact that I was screwing up and giving away my position, if that makes sense. But let's move into the jury. I got a lot of stuff to cover.
So wait, after he made you that, after he clarified that he was just making an offer to arrest you, you then, we lost Sam. I'm sure he'll be calling back here shortly.
Maybe so the judge that made an offer to disconnect his phone.
It wasn't a threat. It was an offer. If you don't leave, I'm going to have you arrested. That's an offer.
Wow.
Huh? Interesting, isn't it?
And the way that he threatened to arrest him if he brought up anything, find him in contempt, if he brought up anything about jury nullification, that is something that the judges are supposed to inform the juries of. I was on a jury pool. I get pulled off of a jury because they bring you into a large room, they sit you down, and they give you this little sheet with all the rights and responsibilities of the jurors. So I read it, and the judge said, anybody have any questions? And I said, yeah. So I raised my hand, and I said, I see nothing on here that informs any of us that we have the right to find someone not guilty because the law is wrong.
You're off the jury at that point.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because the judge said, I said, is that correct, sir? And he said, yes, he is correct, folks. He wasn't pleased. Then they split us into little groups. They sat us down, and the prosecution, you know, they can pull people off. I got pulled off the jury because the prosecutor had seen what I'd done.
You were going to say something, Mark?
I have deep respect for Sam, but I just wonder, the terminology offer here, I mean, could the judge have just been offering him the opportunity to go to jail? You know, like, he didn't want to use
an offer.
He didn't want to use the terminology threat. You know, like, I'm wondering if there's too much being read into this. Aha! That's it! Eureka! We've discovered that, in fact, it's a voluntary corporation.
I don't know, man. You have to understand, these people, the judges are this was the top judge in the court, and judges are lawyers that have a whole lot of experience for the most part, and lawyers are people that learn this language called legalese, and they learn about the system. They know, you know, more than most people in the government bureaucracy.
One of the reasons that I don't believe in conspiracy theories is, A, I believe the government is too
incompetent. This is an obscure truth, not a conspiracy theory.
One of the reasons that I don't that's a new name for a conspiracy theory.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
This is in the open. You can go and look up their
fine.
Terms
okay,
their
new terminology. The reason I don't believe it is because A, too many people have to be involved, and B, you've got a situation where you're expecting bureaucrats.
Wait
to
a
hide
minute,
things.
Mark. You're talking about they have law school that they send these people to. They tell them that's where they bring them into the fold. The bar is a union for lawyers. I mean. These are what these people are taught. I mean, Sam, I think, is back with us. I'm presuming this is Sam. Is this Sam?
Yes, I'm back.
Hey, Sam.
Mark was saying that he doesn't believe in conspiracy theories because it requires bringing too many people into the fold. And I think that's generally true when you're talking about, you know, blowing up a building on 9/11 or something like that, covering something like that up. But the law itself is itself, you know, an obscure truth in that it's this alternate language. It's legalese. They know what it means and we don't. And when you go to law school, you're learning about this stuff. So, yeah, they are bringing a bunch of people into the fold.
And the cops don't necessarily know about this, but they're trained to talk a certain way, to ask questions, to ask, use certain words. And I think they're kind of implicitly brought up. Even some of the regular words like driving and automobile and vehicle, those are all legal terms that we use for a reason, and it implies a completely different meaning. And just because every police officer doesn't know that that's really what he's saying doesn't mean that, you know, they all would have to be in on it.
Well, and you weren't talking to a police officer. You're correct. The enforcers are taught the bare minimum of what they need to know to do their job, and that is to put people in cages and bring them into the system so the lawyers and the prosecutors and all those people can then work with them and make their offers to them. But so the cops need to know the bare minimum, but the lawyers need to know more, and the judges need to know more than the lawyers, and the top judge certainly knows more than the average judge. I don't know what is going on with Sam's phone.
Well, I would imagine that there's been quite a few judges retire in the last 50 years. I would imagine one of them would have stepped forward and said, "Hey, you know, this whole legal system's voluntary." And if you can get Sam back.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's voluntary. Sam, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you think you had at any time the because the gentleman was just making you an offer? Do you think you had the opportunity, the freedom walk out?
By the time it got to that point, no. But I think there are some opportunities. But once you step in and contract with them, I think there's only your options sort of limit. The more further and further you go, the more restrictions are placed on what options are available. But I think there's something to this. It needs a lot more investigation. You know,
right.
We need people trying this stuff out and working together.
I'm glad it's you and not me. That much is true. I'm very dubious. But
hang on a second, Mark. I understand. You should be skeptical, and that's one of the reasons why. Well, okay, it's easy to be skeptical, but it's another thing to actually test these theories out and see if they actually hold any water. And what you're pointing out, Sam, is that you had agreed to go ahead with this trial thing, and so because you'd agreed to that, you'd essentially agreed to their offer. And that means you had to accept their offer to restrict what you could possibly do because it's their trial and it's not yours, and you didn't make a counteroffer on that on their point about how you couldn't bring up certain things, right?
Right.
But you got stuck there because when you arrived with the question hanging over them as to are they actually asking the correct person to appear in court?
Well, but see, the letters nullified form that, or that writing that I sent to them. Mm. So by not sending those back, I've already said, nope, I've eroded my position, and it defaults back to their office.
All right. We're back with more with Sam because, have we even gotten to the start of the trial yet? We've got to wrap this up in one segment. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. A lot of subtleties to talk about here, but it's fascinating. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hey girl, looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loom for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit CurlAway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything, hopefully, if we have time for you here. We've been doing an extended interview with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. If we don't get to you tonight, we will get to you if you call tomorrow. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, by the way, so enjoy them all on us. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, then you can do something really easy, and it'll only take you a moment. Go to podcastawards.com. Scroll down the page. Find the political category. It's on the right, third category from the bottom. The political category, vote for Free Talk Live. And the way you do that is you check the little Free Talk Live option, scroll down a little bit, put your email address in, put in your name, and they'll use that on a random basis to verify that you are indeed a real person. They'll send you an email, and you'll have to click a link inside it just to make sure you're a real live human being. Then choose whether you're a podcaster or a listener, and select submit. So it'll take you, I don't know, 30 seconds to cast your vote for Free Talk Live. So head over to podcastawards.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. You can do it today, you can do it tomorrow, you can do it every single day, every 24 hours, between now and November 6th. So if all you can do it is once, that'll help. If you can do it every day, that'd be great too. Podcastawards.com.
I've seen the awards in the studio. They're looking pretty cool from previous winnings.
And it's all because of our listeners, people like you going and voting for us. So thank you in advance for taking care of that. As we continue with Sam in Texas, soon to be in New Hampshire, but Sam is still down there. He's from the Obscure Truth Network. He is the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. And you're telling us about some of your experiments in legal land. And one of those experiments was conducted today in Plano, Texas, over a speeding ticket issue where the government judge decided to prevent you from asking questions that weren't directly related to the facts on the ticket itself, or the allegations. I guess they aren't really necessarily facts, because you can actually ask about facts, and that's a whole other issue. But Sam, go ahead and share with us as much as you can here in this remaining segment of the program.
Okay, you want me to try and get all the way through?
If you can, yeah, because we're just going to have more to talk about on Wednesday when you're done with your other trial.
All right, so we got to jury selection. I was able to ask questions, and I tried to ask questions that would frame my viewpoint, like, raise your hand if you believe the government does a good job of solving problems. Two hands went up out of about 28.
Wow, nice.
Raise your hand if you think it's wrong to force someone to work for you under the threat of fines or jail. And most hands went up. You know, things like that. I ran out of questions. I think having a working list that the activists all put together and that we put on, like, maybe Biles' wiki for all of this stuff would be really useful. So
isn't that, I think that wiki is libertyactivism.info, is that right?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
So we eventually got down to the six jurors. Trial started, and one of the first things I started off with was Article 3, which is equal rights, that says, you know, we all have to be treated equally. For the Texas Constitution.
No, wait, was this your opening statement, or was this when you got to your turn?
Well, so I didn't make it. I chose to make my opening statement after the prosecutor called its witness. So
okay.
He made his opening statement. He questioned the officer. Then I think I got to make – no, no. Then I got to cross-examine the officer, and then I got to make my opening statement.
Hmm.
And then – I think that was the end, and then we did our closing statements.
Okay.
Sorry, there was a lot that went on today.
Sure.
So basically, I did the thing that Nick Ryder did, where he pointed out that if we're equal, how is it I was disarmed and he's carrying a gun right now?
Well, because the law says that everyone is equal in front of the law, right?
Yeah. Well, it's even more blatant than that. I won't quote it, but I mean, it says you have to be treated equally, and if there's laws that are not applying to the police but are to the jurors and the defendants going in there, then that's not equal. But that ended up backfiring.
How'd that go?
Did they only apply
it? Let me see if I can get to that. The other thing I did was a due process violation. Complaints, when he goes in and issues a complaint to the clerk that starts this trial, he has to swear an affidavit, an oath to all of the facts on that ticket at the same time. If he doesn't do that, that's a due process violation and it should be thrown out.
Mm.
I was able to read the criminal code to where the jury could hear it and ask him to take judicial notice of it, but then I couldn't ask the officer any questions about it because it didn't relate to anything on the complaint.
And if you had attempted to ask those questions, you would have been probably threatened with arrest and contempt of court. And I think it's interesting because this seems to be a tactic that they like to use when they're getting nervous and they're getting backed into a corner, is to use the threat of arrest. And that's what they used with me when I was in the preliminary hearing on the couch issue here in Keene, as we've talked about. And if you need more, go to freekeene.com. Obviously, I don't have time to cover it here. But the judge said, if I hear one more word out of you, I'll have you arrested. And, of course, I wasn't interested in going to jail that particular day, so I decided to not continue saying things. But you said in one of your comments on the video at freekeene.com, you said that you are looking forward to getting here to New Hampshire where you can call his bluff, because you believe that they're actually bluffing about that just to scare you off from asking more questions or to scare you from the direction that you were going in. And obviously, it's not time for you to call that bluff down there because you don't have anybody backing you up down there, right?
Right, right. So, and I asked for this sworn affidavit 3 months ago, and the prosecutor looked in the file, saw it wasn't there, knew that it was a due process violation, and had it sworn in by somebody else who was not the officer, so that makes it hearsay because it's not based on the account of a fact eyewitness.
Mm.
It was someone who heard the story from the officer, and that should be thrown out. But, you know, again, that's not on the ticket, so I can't ask those questions.
Mm.
During this trial, I was called up six times and warned about my questions, and you can't say that. The jury was sent out one time when we had it out. He asked if I was going to call any witnesses, and I said, yeah, there's one. Is he sworn in? You know, if they haven't been sworn in, I said, oh, he's been sworn in. I'm going to call Rodney Patton, which is the prosecutor.
Isn't that the kid that you've got video of?
I can't believe you just said that. And when I was going up to the bench, his hand was shaking when he was dealing with me. I could tell he was a little thrown off.
This was the kind of the weaselly guy that you have video footage of in your court of public relations video, right?
No, this is
someone else.
A different court.
Okay, sorry, I'm confused.
That's okay. Well, yeah, different cases. I also brought up the thing about the police officer drawing legal conclusions, and my objection was overruled. But then when the prosecutor did it to one of my questions, I said, I agree, and I want all of his legal conclusions stricken from the record, including the one on this ticket. No, we're not going to address that, sir. Again, there's the judge taking the legal conclusions that help the state's case while denying the ones that hurt it.
Sure.
So
it's their game. They set all the rules.
So that eventually I just give up. I screwed up and left out a part that I'm going to use in Wednesday's case. The jury goes out for the verdict. Eventually they come back in, and the foreman hands the verdict to the judge, and he says, there's a note on there we'd like you to read. And the judge tries to shut him up, and the guy says, it was the gun. And in my closing argument, I pointed out that he's carrying a weapon, and I'm not. We were all disarmed, going back to this notion of equality.
Mm-hmm.
And the jury was trying to tell me that that was what pushed him over the edge. I think they were going to find me not guilty because of all the things that I was able to bring up, but right. The gun scared some of them. And that makes sense because just like the bureaucrats don't want to be connected with the gun in the room kind of thing, neither do the jurors who think they're doing their duty and all of this stuff. So with a jury, I don't think that's an effective tactic and not one that I'm going to use next time.
So you're saying that the jury found you guilty because you pointed out the cop had a gun and everybody else didn't?
I'm saying that the foreman, when he gave the verdict to the jury or to the judge, he said it's because of the gun. Now, I've called a couple of the jurors. I have their name. I'm allowed to do that. Barry Cooper said it's fine. I'm going to find out what was on that note because, of course, the judge is not going to give it to me. He just threw it away because he doesn't want to help my case. He's there to help the state's case.
So they found you guilty?
Yes, they did.
What does that mean?
Well, so then the judge had me sit there. The jury's sent out, and he tells me it's $300, $100 added for court costs, $200 for the ticket, and I have 10 days to pay them.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
I bet you're going to pay them. You want you to get out of Texas?
Another DA had stepped in and were watching along with three or four other people. And so once the case was over and I was found guilty, they were back there laughing. And I find it just really sad because what they're laughing at is the cage that they're building to enslave their children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about it, government stepping up and just trampling all over its own rules and playing dirty like this is really just, it's oppression. I mean, that's what they're doing. And they're enabling it and making it worse.
It's fun
so
for them.
That their kids can get trapped in this system. And
well, their kids will be privileged. They'll
that.
Be privileged members of the elite, so their kids will probably be okay.
I don't know, maybe. I did end up having a decent conversation with the cop that stopped me, and he told me, you should move.
Well, we're way ahead of you on that one. Hey, Sam, good luck on Wednesday. Look forward to hearing. I'm sure you're going to be – is it going to be the same judge on Wednesday?
I would imagine so.
Okay, so you'll be able to maybe modify your tactics a little bit at least, since you know it's somewhat of what's going to be coming this time. And we look forward to hearing from you at that time and give us another update on what you've learned, because it's been fascinating, and I thank you for the call tonight. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, more tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.